now.
It said 1760.
Get out of my car now.
Sir, it said...
Get out of my car now!
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you won't...
To yell at me.
Get out of my car! I'm facing a... Get out! Now!
You're facing...
Now!
Stop. Stop being so mean.
What's up? It's your girl, Sonya D, also known as the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. And I'm chronically mad about many things, and today, I'm mad about public transportation. I swear, some people with disabilities tend to spend time at home instead of getting out because they get tired of the way society treats them. I feel that way too. I get excited about going out, and I actually look forward to it. However, I find myself taking a deep breath because I know what's going to happen. I know that people are going to insist on opening all the doors for me, even as they do that strange thing, you know, with trying to make themselves so small, but their feet is like right in the way. And now I'm worried that I'm going to run over their feet. I hate that sometimes. I really do. I insist to people that I don't need your help, and then people do it anyway. It's just terrible, and it gets on my nerve. I swear I'm not trying to be ungrateful, but I really can do this on my own. Okay, short story time. I had a hard time opening doors for the first 3 years that I was in a wheelchair because people used to insist on doing it for me all the time, but I would let them. However, I never got a chance to learn how to open doors on my own. So one day, I found myself on the street trying to get into a Starbucks, but there was nobody around. And this is downtown Chicago, so on a Friday afternoon, so that's kind of hard to believe, but this is true. I tried to get the gist of it myself, but I could never do it. Finally, this guy walking past saw me, and I was just staring at the door. And he stopped to say, "You want to go here?" I nearly cried, literally tears, as this guy opened the door for me. But something happened. I started to realize that if I just let people to continue to do things for me, I was never going to learn how to do them for myself. So now I completely insist on opening the doors for myself, and I can do it very well right now. However, I know that when I go out, I'm going to have to insist on opening the door each time. However, I have to put this stupid smile on my face because I don't want people getting offended and saying, "Well, what's wrong with her?" So I got this big, dumb smile on my face, and then I open the door and I tell people, "Oh, that's okay, I've got it. And you know what? At least 75% of the time, people open the door for me anyway. You just never want to be labeled that grumpy disabled person. I remember one time going into the gym, and this woman got offended because I told her 3 times I didn't need her help. And she was like, "What?" I tried smiling, but it was too late. She was already offended at this point. I didn't want to think about it anymore because I feel like she should have listened to me the first 2 times. It's called respect. Aretha Franklin spelled it out for you. I know that I'm going to have to deal with people who don't have patience or people who's going to treat me like a baby. Okay, yesterday when I was getting on the train, I jumped the curb in my little way. And when I got on the train, I must have went the wrong way or I got on the wrong car because there's that car with the tiny aisle on the train that a wheelchair cannot get down. And before I realized what I had done, it was too late. So I tried to back up, but I told the people behind me, "Hey, I'm backing up. But of course, who listens to the girl in a wheelchair, right? So this woman goes, whoa. And then she starts talking about me like I wasn't even there. I swear I was going to blow my top. I just ignored her, I backed up, and I said, "I told you I was backing up. Just get off my back. I just hate when people are on my back when I'm in a chair. Because you don't know what I'm going to do. You have to give me space." It was ridiculous. When you go out and you take public transportation, you have to deal with sidewalks that are too slanted. You have to deal with ramps that work fine when you're going down them, but they're terrible when you're going up. And that happened yesterday, but I was fortunate to have a young man who helped me go up this very high ramp, and he was really nice about it while he was carrying 3 bags himself, and I thanked him profusely. The one thing about being in a chair is that people can be very helpful. They feel like helping someone in a chair is going to give them points with the man upstairs. So they see themselves as doing their good deed for the day, and that's where you come in. But it's not too bad. I have a hard time with making sure that I have everything with me when I'm traveling. So in my bag, I have my medication, I have all my little belongings. I carried a poncho with me yesterday because they said it was going to rain in my bag, but I'm kind of nervous about people stealing from me, so I don't like my bags behind me because I had someone take my wallet out of my purse like that before. I mean, what kind of person steals from somebody in a wheelchair, you know? I will say that people are much more helpful, but then you have those who believe that you are no different from anybody else. And while that's true to a certain extent, in a way, but these people feel like you are trying to get special privileges, but we'll discuss that later on another show because I could talk forever on that, on special privileges too. Traveling on the trains in a chair can be difficult at times because there are so many hidden dangers that you can miss. Take, for instance, the gap in between the station and the train when it pulls up. I have to literally jump the curb in my chair so that the front caster wheels don't get stuck in between the station and the train. Tragedy can strike if you miss it and get stuck. The danger is confounded if the conductor doesn't see you. Then you have people that don't want to get up from their seats where the wheelchair accessible seats are. And I've had that happen before where a young woman brazenly just sat in the seat designated for my chair and just decided she wasn't going to get up. Meanwhile, my chair is just being flung all around the train and it was unsafe. I was completely flabbergasted by her behavior. Some people tend to look at you like, oh Lord, here comes another one of them, instead of me just being another commuter on the train. Before I was disabled, I actually worked in public transportation. I was a bus driver for 12 years, and I've heard people say, oh, here comes another one of those wheelchairs. And this was a famous one. Why can't those people travel at night when no one else is around? Now, I didn't like that one, and I immediately said, well, they have places to go too. Well, if I was disabled, I'd just stay in the house. This is the kind of thinking completely that discounts. Disabled people don't have jobs, they're on the dole, they're on some type of assistance, and they can't take care of themselves. This infuriates me. This thinking, because I'm sure that most of them are thinking that, is completely wrong. But it's fun. Most of these people are never going to say this to your face anyway. And if they do, I'm more than able to take care of myself verbally. I mean, hello, I drove a bus in some of the toughest neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. However, there are people who just don't believe that you can take care of yourself, but that's their problem, not yours. Otherwise, I can say that the city of Chicago is a pretty accessible place. I have little issues with the broken sidewalks and the high curb cuts that are kind of like slanted. I hate those. But otherwise, I've had very few issues on the train or on the streets. I know that all the buses in Chicago are wheelchair accessible, so the city ranks pretty high on my list for wheelchair accessibility. Much higher than New York, in my opinion, and I'll record on the subject of New York very shortly. You guys, I had a ball in New York, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. One thing I will say about New York is that there were so many wheelchair accessible taxis and Ubers. I later learned that it has the most in the world, and I could see that. I could find a wheelchair accessible taxi in 10 minutes anywhere in Manhattan and Brooklyn and go wherever I needed to go and not have to wait hours for one. That was fantastic. I loved it, and I can go on and on about it. However, if you can't wait to hear this information, you could go to YouTube right now under my YouTube name, Sonya D, and on my channel, Living with Chronic Illness, and see the trip for yourself in this short 23-minute documentary that I made about the trip to New York along with my daughter. Back to the South Shore line. So it was accessible, but not all the stops are accessible. So please take care if you're ever riding the Northern Indiana commuter train under the South Shore line. I have to say that the station at Van Buren is accessible, but there are some rough spots. One, it's difficult to discern where the elevators are and which elevator you need to go to each track. So allow yourself plenty of time if you're going to travel that way. Also, yeah, I was on the wrong side, so it took me a couple of minutes to figure that out. And I had, well, only had 9 minutes because my 318 was coming. But I figured it out in time, and I was able to just make it to my train with 6 minutes to spare. But I had to run to another elevator. But thank goodness I found it in time. But I wasn't even sure that was the right elevator, if I was going the right way. I just took a guess, and it worked. However, when I used the elevator to get down from the Chicago station, everything was cool there. I rolled the way all the way to my car. There aren't nearly enough wheelchair accessible spaces at the East Chicago station, and I'm sure others agree with me. However, that's always going to be an issue for disabled people. But the more that we speak up and out about these issues, the more we will get change. Things are much better than they were 50 years ago, and I'm sure they'll be even better in 50 years from now, hopefully. And that is the episode for today. I am the Mad Chronically Ill Girl, mad that I gotta leave it here for now. Stay tuned for our special upcoming episode about my recent trip to New York, starring myself and my lovely daughter. We're also working on another special project with another podcast about Chicago, so that's coming soon. Stay tuned. I gotta leave it here, though. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend about the channel. I'll talk to you guys soon, and I'm rolling out.